Thank you so much to our presenting sponsor, Everlywell. Even if your sex life is an open book, STD testing can feel invasive to your privacy. But taking care of your sexual health is important for not only you, but your partners. Thankfully, there's Everlywell at-home lab tests.
Everlywell makes STD testing easy and discreet for you. With 7 different at-home STD lab tests, you can check for the most common STDs from the privacy of your own home. So pull the sheets off your sexual health with Everlywell. No questions asked, just clear answers. For 20% off an Everlywell at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com/dating and enter code dating. That's everlywell.com/dating, code dating for 20% off your test. Everlywell at home lab tests, your answers your way.
Thanks, Everlywell. Hi, pre-show.
Hi,
hey. Hey, Alexis.
We have Alexis Gisol on the pre-show.
Always good to have you back.
They can't even see you.
Oh, just audio.
Yeah, just
I'll
audio.
I'll stop, like, showing my tits. Embarrassing.
We were going to play She's Perfect, But.
Oh, what is that? That sounds fun. Is it a game about me?
Oh, my God. Fault. Alexis is firing off some jokies this morning.
No, we say, like... Okay, so you have your perfect woman, but they have this one fatal flaw, and then you have to decide if you would still date her.
Okay.
But should we talk about how Jack's man now?
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Really?
I also
that's
feel
what
like
we want to talk about?
Perhaps I'm a woman now.
I see that for you, for sure. I think that's true. Have y'all seen this credenza?
Yes, you got to take a look at this credenza. I like to turn the camera around.
You put the mic on the camera, on the credenza.
I got anything to say? I posted a photo of us three from the first time Alexis did this podcast over a year ago, and like just over a year ago. Yeah. And Jack looked like a little baby boy. He was wearing his little Pokemon shirt with his cute little haircut.
Well, I still have the Pokemon shirt. Like, I still have clothes that make me look baby. Like, I literally just bought this shirt that has like dogs on the front, like little. I don't know. And then I also just bought a shirt that has Frog and Toad on it. Like, I'm still a child, but I just look, you know, 40.
No, not 40.
You look like a damn hunk.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Thank you. Thank
you. Well, did you see that photo that I posted of us? Because you should look at it.
Yeah, I did. I think. Yeah.
Did you think like, wow, we've aged so much this year?
Yeah, I mean, I just think I don't look like myself right now, but also maybe I do look like myself and didn't back then, you know, like,
yes.
Who's to
do
say?
You feel like yourself?
Ooh.
I do feel like myself. Yeah. So I guess that's what matters.
Well, then maybe you just look different than you used to because you're performing less.
Yeah.
Or what is ourselves? Don't we flow? You know, maybe we just change.
Yeah. Totally flow.
Maybe
but also I think
now,
you're
Brooklyn
right.
Cheek.
I think you're right, though.
I think that you just like are growing up.
Thanks,
even.
Guys.
Growing into a man.
Thanks. Well, I have been actually, this is sort of off topic, but sort of on topic. I've been studying Alexis Gisol recently for a class of mine.
Wow.
Yeah, and I
wait,
also...
should you say this for the catch up?
Okay, no. Okay, sure.
Oh, sorry, I just cut you off like crazy.
That's okay.
You want to talk about Alexis? Okay, well, that'll be your catch up because for your catch up, I wrote so handsome.
So we've already covered that.
Yeah. So we'll switch.
Okay, so we have just a few She's Perfect But questions also. So cute. My cat
Max
is.
Max and I have been getting along.
Yeah, literally.
Should I do more of that?
Yeah, like a little ASMR.
Max and I are like really vibing.
So cute.
Speaking of hunks.
He's such a total hunk.
Yeah. Okay. Heartthrob.
She's Perfect But.
Okay.
She doesn't believe in global warming.
But okay, I guess it's so is she like liberal in every other way?
Yeah, well, she's perfect. So if that's what you think perfection is.
I guess, like, I would just have those hard conversations, you know?
Yeah, but like she'll never come around.
It's yeah, not in like those
that.
Conversations,
but maybe
she's
I
like, you're
know
crazy.
That she'll never come around.
maybe, like, if I don't know, if I have hope, then maybe I could do it.
But we okay. just told you.
Like, if I'm always, like, told you. I'm... Yeah, but if I was in it, like, I wouldn't have you two little gods on my shoulders letting me know.
Okay.
But that would be so frustrating for the rest of your life.
But
you would
other
be
than
trying.
That, other than that, she's perfect.
Yeah, that's super true.
So, like,
yeah. just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Or, like, if it came up, like, once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And we had that fight. Like, you know, you fight in, you know, in relationships. Yeah. So if that was our, like, big fight.
Yeah.
I think I could do it. I wonder if people are going to roast me for that.
No, what? I think I would no do way. It too.
You didn't yeah. say anything. Okay, she's perfect, but she's also a bottom.
Well, what are we going to do about that? Just look at each other and be like, you're so pretty. I don't know. I feel like we would fall out of love.
Wow.
A sexless marriage.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe for the right person, I could, like, pull it together.
Yeah.
So, like... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I was, like, in love with someone who was such a bottom, maybe I would, like, have
become
the urge to
a top.
Yeah, like, yeah. What is it? A service top?
Yeah.
You, like, top on demand?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Okay. She's perfect, but she can't stand Amy.
I think that would just become a huge issue.
Huge issue.
Like,
huge issue for me?
Yeah. So. A huge issue for me. We're going to have to spend all of our time together, Literally. The three of us. Mm-hmm. So,
of course.
Yeah, that would be a big problem.
Wait, hold on. Does Amy say that she wants to live with you when you marry too? Is she cheating?
Like guest house vibes we've discussed.
Oh, a guest house.
Amy living in the really nice guest
Wait,
house.
Hold on. She's two-time
and
us.
Like,
she is two-time and us.
Listen, I've got to have, like, you know, plans.
Options.
Like, just in case one falls through, then I'm going, you know, mm-hmm. whoever will take me.
Okay. Right.
I'm available.
Cool.
I think probably
I think
she'll go.
Me.
I feel like she'd go to whichever of us have kids first because we're going to need that. Like,
really?
Support.
I was thinking
That's
the opposite.
Cute.
She doesn't want to deal with that until they're like 13 and then she wants to be like the
Older.
Cool aunt. Yeah.
Amy has assured me that if I had a baby tomorrow, she would not think of me differently. She's like, have a baby. And I'm like, you know what? I might be less fun. Like, I'd have a lot of responsibility. And
you
she's
get a
like,
nanny.
It would be fun. Yeah, but some of the time. Not all the time.
Yeah, we still potty.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I hope. I had a dream once that I had a baby and I was, like, really concerned that, like, my friends didn't think I was hot anymore.
Oh, what?
That, sad. So.
No, then you just become
Maybe
a MILF.
That's my worst fear.
Right?
MILF.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's my goal.
Yeah. That's a great goal
you
to have.
You can do it, yeah.
We're very goal-oriented.
Yeah. Oriented, Amy's goal is to live with one of us. My goal is to be a MILF.
Yeah. I want to just, like, definitely be around people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like children. I feel like I'm good with children.
I think you're great with children, with your little cousin Rebecca.
Yes, so cute.
Yeah, you have, like, chats with her.
Oh, my gosh.
So
she's
cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
Sad that this is a pandemic. Can't see them.
Anyway,
let's get into the show.
Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
I'm.
Oh.
Hey, Jack. What?
Oh, this is so weird. I'm here, too.
Ooh.
Oh, who's that?
Hey, Alexis Giesel.
Hi, Amy Giesel and Jack Giesel.
For those of you who don't know, this is my best friend, Alexis Giesel. I'm sure everyone knows. She's an actress.
A star.
She's a
director,
cool bitch.
Soon to be.
Cares about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Lesbian.
We discussed in the pre-show.
We did. Lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom.
What else? Bottom.
Hot.
Hot.
Did we say that?
Too,
yeah. Hot.
Soon to be a MILF.
Right.
and check out our pre-show for all of that info.
She's pregnant.
Fun in the oven. I'm kidding. Okay.
I'm not.
Please rate, review. We love to read the reviews. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. Uh-huh. Follow us on Patreon. We do a newsletter, live stream, and an extra episode every single month. I got a DM being like, why don't you and Jack do solo episodes anymore? They're all on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Check them out.
And I know that this is true because sometimes I'll be like, what are you doing? And Amy will be like, oh, we're filming our Patreon episode.
Yeah, that's so true.
So we really do it every month. Yeah.
I actually have a bone to pick real quick before we get in. I want to just call out some of our listeners. We have not been getting as many reviews lately. I don't know if it's because you've already reviewed or what. I don't want to hear the excuses. I just want you to find another device to review. 5 stars. And I want you to subscribe on the podcast app. So every week it goes straight to your phone. And then...
That's true.
And then my catch up, then we will be on your Spotify Wrapped, which we've been seeing recently that we have been number one on a lot of your Wrapped. So thank you so much. I do want to actually say thank you. It's been a really weird and sad year. But also it's really nice to have our little community of, F words in the gay way. Thanks guys.
Fuckers.
Yeah, that was super fun. And then I actually took a look back at our Dating Straight Instagram and it was so cute. I loved it. I loved watching us grow through the year.
What did you love about it?
I think sometimes I forget that maybe people are listening at all, period.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So it was really exciting to look at all the guests we've had. We've had some people that I'm a fan of, and just to see how this podcast has grown into what it is. And I do miss obviously Lauren and the studio, and when we used to take little Polaroids every time. So I'm hopeful that soon enough we can get back to that, because that was the best.
Yeah,
but this is good too.
Yeah.
This is the second best.
Yeah, this is the second best. Literally.
Listen, I'm so glad that we found a way to make this work despite all that has gone down.
Yeah. And I can't believe we have never missed a week since we started. Not even once. We have done the absolute fucking most.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have done it without you guys who listen. So thank you so much for listening. It was so exciting to see the Spotify Wrapped.
You are so welcome, you guys. I enjoy the pod. I enjoy listening. And it's not a burden for me.
Well, you were watching the Grace and Mamrie episode last night.
Last night, literally right before I went to bed, I finished it. And then I woke up and came here. So I'm obsessed. I simply cannot get enough.
I love Dating Straight.
Me too.
Me too.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
That's my catch up. Oh, I actually have another catch up, but I'll let you guys go first, actually.
Okay.
Oh, you want to catch us up on?
No. Oh, I do. I'm less fired up about this than I once was.
Totally, totally valid.
But
you can say something else. I just wrote that down.
What else should I say?
I don't know. What have you been up to?
That's an attack. What have I been up to?
Listen, I made a pound of sushi ginger yesterday. So
you did it.
So we're up to nothing, basically.
I've been trying to write every day. That's been a goal. And by trying, I mean just slowly getting in the habit of not being but being just gentle with myself. I've been working on being gentle with myself. I've been meetings.
Oh my god, I have a gas leak.
Oh, it's too annoying
to talk about my second gas leak. I bought a condo this year and it's been gas leak after gas leak. Thank you so much.
Bought a condo.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay.
Jack, I want to talk about your catch up, which is about me.
Yeah. Okay. So I am on the brink of graduating college. I almost said high school, college, finally. And
that is so exciting. Woo.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
I'm just a couple weeks away. But what I've been pretty much working on all semester, like my grand big project at the end of my finale of college, pretty much 4 years have all led up to like a fucking like 100-page paper about Alexis Gisal.
Not a 100.
Like pretty much.
If he said 100.
I mean,
what?
Like not 100 pages of like actual pages. There's like probably like 30 real pages, but then the rest are like notes and
pictures of me.
Actually screenshots of you and
oh my god,
I like want to read this.
I do too.
We should read this on pod.
No, actually
we should read it privately and then see how we feel about
it. Super deep.
Yeah, I'm afraid of your reaction a little bit. I mean, it's not it's not bad, but I definitely do critique you. Like, you know, as a person, or not as a person now. Well, I do, but I end up being like, she's healthier now, you know, like she was unhealthy.
No, I mean, not afraid of this. I too am an artist, mm-hmm. and I understand the need to put the project above like my ego, and I respect that greatly even.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited to read it, and I have so few memories that I'm excited to relive my teen years. Ultimately,
that was so therapy.
Excited to see what I was up to. Who knows, it could be anything.
Yeah, well, I hope you find that I, you know, presented you with, I don't know, just in a realistic way. And yeah, pretty much it's all about like social media and how often people focus on social media being like how it affects the consumer, but often we don't study how it affects the actual influencer. And mm-hmm. That's what the project's about. And surprise, it's often negative.
Was it now?
I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, I would have no way of knowing that.
Cute.
Yeah, that is so cute. I'm really excited to read it, and I commend you for saying what you came to say and not saying it for fear of my feelings.
No, I'm not afraid of you, Alexis Gisal. I'm afraid of your story, though.
We all are. Can't wait to find out what it is.
Okay. So, thank you so much to our sponsors. Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We love therapy and we love BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yes.
Across the board, we can all agree that we definitely need therapy, especially during this time. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is super unique to traditional therapy. Like, so, so good. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available where you are. So if you are gay, like we all are, they have gay counselors that can help you out. The service is available also for clients worldwide. So wherever you are, BetterHelp is there too.
Yeah. And you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. And also you can set up weekly phone or video sessions, so you don't have to ever wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. like you have to with traditional therapy. And BetterHelp is committed to making great therapeutic matches. So they make it super easy to switch therapists if you guys just like don't vibe. And also, it's more affordable than traditional counseling as well. And they also have financial aid available. So BetterHelp wants you to start living happier today, as do we. Make sure to visit BetterHelp.com/dating. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So yeah, special offer for Dating Straight listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/dating.
Thanks, BetterHelp. Definitely try it. We love therapy. Also, thank you so much to Issue for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. So you make content and to push out and you have a story to share, remove the complexity with Issue. They make your content look amazing wherever you post, exactly how you envisioned it. Mm-hmm. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital publications from brochures to magazines to newsletters and more. It's perfect for creators, marketers, designers, educators, publishers, salespeople, or anyone who wants to make eye-catching content, which we all do. And Issue makes it easy. Simply upload your PDFs and files, and Issue transforms them and makes your vision and customizable templates to create the content you want.
With Issue, you create it once and distribute it everywhere. Everything is optimized to post on your website and social platforms like Instagram and Facebook. They can even help you make animated Instagram stories. And you can start using Issue for free. They also have premium features that give you a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code dating. That's issue.com/podcast and use promo code dating at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code dating.
Thanks, Issue. Okay, so today we wanted to kick it a little old school, a classic. We wanted to do a Q&A.
Wow.
Do you guys remember Q and Slay?
How could we forget?
No, what's
doing
that?
A Q and Slay.
Was that a Tyler Oakley
yes,
moment?
Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of Tyler Oakley, who
what's
I brought up, I have been loving his videos lately.
What's he
saying? I was never like I didn't know Beef, but I just never watched that many of his videos like back in the heyday. Mm-hmm. And these days, he is just making some great stuff.
What's he
really?
Saying?
He's just really open, has like clearly done a bunch of therapy, which is always awesome.
Wow.
And this is the sponsor of today's episode. It's Tyler Oakley's YouTube channel. but it's just really cool to like see how someone has grown. He's like an adult man, like how we're talking about Jack being an adult. And you being an adult in the ketchup, like, he too is an adult.
Wow.
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with Tyler Oakley.
Yeah. Same. I'll leave it at that.
Jack, were you like, I mean, I guess you guys can cut this, so I'm going to say my piece. Were you like crushing? Was it like gay vibes?
No,
over there?
I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I was not crushing on him. But I was like starstruck by him, which I'm like, you know, it's just silly looking back.
Well, weren't we all?
Yeah, you're right.
I was starstruck by Grace and Mamrie like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, totally, we had them on. Totally.
I was starstruck watching your episode with Grace and Mamrie.
Yeah.
And he's swole
now,
by the way.
Okay, so we're
going
to do a Q and Slay. Yeah, he is swole.
Absolutely ripped.
I want to get swole like that. Not like that, but swole in my own way. I saw Mac Does It tweet like, he tweeted, like, I want to just overnight get fucking buff like Tyler Oakley. And then Tyler Oakley replied and he was like, it took months. Like, it didn't just happen overnight.
We just started noticing overnight. We went from, like, Tyler Oakley to, like, Tyler Oakley's ripped.
Well, he's, like, been ripped, I feel like, for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He went from twink to twunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough about Tyler Oakley. Okay, so our first question. What do you say when you rip a fart? Speaking of farts, unless we cut it out, but never mind. What do you say when you rip a fart in front of your partner for the first time?
I'll say, like, I feel like I don't have any memories of, like,
the first fart.
The first fart, really. But I feel like if you have a good relationship, it kind of doesn't matter. But also, you're really sensitive to farts.
I am super sensitive.
So it might be different if you're dating Amy.
Can you Wednesday is like. She's doing that right now?
Wednesday, bring the string over here.
No, sorry.
We're busy.
We're working.
Never mind. We have to get back to farts Wednesday. Can you please pull it? We are doing our jobs.
I've been in 2 long-term relationships, and I farted one time in front of one of them. And I was like, I was so embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they just laughed because obviously it's just a fart. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess, like, I didn't grow up with farts.
Okay. Have you talked to your our that therapist mean? That we have the same therapist? Have you talked to
about
her about
farts?
I feel like you have, like, I feel like it'll lead wrong. to something deeper. Like, maybe it's, like, a fear of vulnerability or something. Definitely. I don't know. Hey, I'm not the psychologist.
I'll just say this. I have a very sensitive sense of smell.
It's true.
So it just makes me feel, like, a little bit sick when someone's fart air is entering my nostrils. But I know it's, like, not a big deal.
Yeah. You know? I think what you say is you just start laughing is, like, the... You know, yeah. That's what you have to
it's
do.
Like, oops. Like, I guess I feel like it would stress me out if it was maybe like first time hooking up, like rips a real one. You know, but if you're vibing, if you like each other, I feel it's like no it's just kind of no big.
It's a memory.
You say nothing. You giggle and you keep it moving.
Yeah, it's whatever. Everyone toots and like. That's I don't know anything else. Yep, we covered it. Yeah. And that's a wrap.
Cool.
Okay, Jack.
So, all right. This question is, how do you turn down your friends who want to hang out, but you know they aren't being cautious of COVID?
Well, okay. So this answer is twofold because I can tell you, say, no, I don't feel comfortable with that. But I feel like if you haven't been in therapy, that might be hard is the root of it. But also, I mean, maybe that's just myself. Like, I feel like pre-therapy, I would have been like, but now I'll be like, what I've been saying to people is like the spike is really bad right now. Let's circle back when it's when it's more chill.
Yeah. I just had to say that.
That's what I say. I've actually said that.
Yeah, I recently just had a friend do something really stupid, in my opinion. And said, why did you do that? And they were like...
Did they go to a rave?
No. They had Thanksgiving with someone who had tested positive for COVID the week before.
Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah. Even though they had 2 negative tests since they're positive. Yeah, and I was like, can't
And you're
understand.
Supposed to just not see them for a month.
Yeah, I was like, I just can't understand what went through your head.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is the worst holiday. It's just not worth it, I feel like. But I guess other people maybe like it. Okay,
it was
whatever.
So cute.
No,
we had
it
a great
is
Thanksgiving.
Cute.
I don't know. Yeah, just be like, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, be like, I don't feel comfortable with that. Let's circle back.
Yeah, that's great.
You also can be like, no, if you want.
Yeah.
You can always be like, no,
to like a
I
friend.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pal.
That's what you
got to
do.
That's how you get closer. Yeah. Is just be the realist. Be like, no, I don't want to.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Say the first one. Yeah. Say the spike's bad. Circle back. Okay. How do you make a queer friend group and meet queer people?
What did we do?
The internet.
Yes.
It was the internet.
Yeah. And like a lot of us weren't queer. And by that, I mean me out of the three of us. And then
you realize
we turned
maybe
you.
Your friends are gonna be gay.
That's true. Yeah. Your friends will, if you're like vibe heavily with them, they might actually be in the closet.
Yeah, no, actually, or they might I've just done not that know so yet. Many times.
Yeah, for sure.
If you really hit it off with someone, you're probably both gay.
Yeah. Or like, I see a lot of queer people on TikTok. You can follow people on TikTok, DM them.
That is
like,
so true. My whole for you page is just gay, gay, gay.
Yeah, me too.
Whole for you.
Everyone's gay.
And honestly,
so go outside.
My whole for you. That's on being a bottom.
Oh my God.
The internet. But be safe. But the internet isn't like it was when I was growing up. The internet when I was growing up was scary. But maybe it still is, and I don't know about it because I'm old now.
Yeah, I mean, we're just not scared of it.
Yeah. Maybe I can tell when someone's a catfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there a moment where we all thought each other were catfishes? No.
Never, no.
Because also I think we're like social media. Yeah, you can like see. So that's why TikTok is good, honestly, because you can see like multiple videos.
Yeah.
True.
Make sure they're real. Don't get catfished. But yeah.
Yeah, internet. And then also if you just like actually hit it off with someone, like maybe bide your time. Until they're gay. Oh.
Yeah, they might become.
Cool.
Also feel free to check out the quizzes and see if.
No, I'm kind of enjoying like pop quiz.
Okay. Okay.
Amy.
Do.
Oh.
You. Yeah. You know, you could do it.
Dor. Your. Eight yeah. Kangaroos in Australia.
No.
Kangaroos. I don't.
What?
But they do.
What?
Yeah, like, yeah. They have kangaroo jerky, kangaroo steak.
No.
It's gamey, though.
Yeah. I guess why not, Hello. Though? Like, if you're eating, you know, cows and pigs, like, why do we like, idolize certain animals and not others?
Cats.
Yeah,
like, everything.
Honestly.
Well, we're actually the only country who eats their national animal.
What's our national eagles? Animal?
Oh, no. Australia.
Yeah.
Oh. Americans eat eagles?
Okay, no, that's Australia.
Up. I'll admit.
But, like, where's the line?
Are you scented?
You know? No. I feel like you should. Yeah. But it's like, is.
Yeah.
If
don't eat
one's
animals.
Fucked up,
no offense.
Isn't it all. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. But I've never tried kangaroo jerky or kangaroo, but my dad has. So shout out to you, Dad.
Shout out, Papa.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one for us.
Okay.
Advice on rekindling a friendship after a falling out. We've done this.
Yeah, we did.
For those of you who don't know, Alexis and I had a big falling out for literally 5 months. We did not talk.
Yeah, wow. It sucked.
Those
it
were the did days. Suck.
Yeah, did learned we, a lot.
Did we unfollow those each other on Instagram?
No.
I don't think we did either.
No.
Yeah, those were not the days. Days of pain.
Yeah, those were the days of pain.
So what's advice?
I think just like taking a step back and figuring out like what went wrong, where you went wrong.
Also,
talking.
Not necessarily in our case, but in your case, like check your motives. Why do you want to rekindle? Is it so that they don't hate you anymore?
Ooh.
Or is it because you love them and you want to get through this and you want to have a relationship?
That was really good.
Because I mean, very human. We want people to like us.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll definitely catch myself with the urge of, like, someone I don't talk to as much anymore being like, oh, I should reach out to them. And then I'm like, actually, I don't want to. I just want them to like me. Like, I want to make sure they still like me from over there.
Ooh.
So check in with that. And then I think through checking in with that, that'll also help with, like, oh, did I, like, fuck something up? Am I unhappy with the way they treated me? Like, what happened?
Mm.
I think, like, check in with that and then talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My motive was Alexis rules. Miss that bitch.
And
love her.
Checks out. It went well.
It did go well.
Nice. Happy yeah. for you.
What do you think, Jack?
Oh, yeah, Jack. Jack, have you ever had this? I don't think so.
What was the... falling out.
Advice on rekindling a friendship.
No, I don't really do that. I mean, I don't really fall out with people. Sometimes, obviously, with all friendships waver. Drift. And, like, sometimes you... Like, even with Julia and Carson, who are two of my best friends, like, in college, I never spoke to them. Like, we wouldn't talk weekly. We wouldn't even talk monthly often. And, like, that was fine. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really, like get, like, stressed or sad if, like, I start to grow apart from people. Because I know that, like, the people that matter, I'll just naturally come back to in the end.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning that. I used to have this like weird mentality of like if I hadn't talked to someone in like a certain amount of time, I was like, well, that's done.
Yeah.
It's like that's like no a way. Made up.
Yeah.
That's a thing that I randomly made up one day.
No, I think it like shows I'm sure you're it better comes friends from somewhere, but like if you can do that because like if you can do your own thing and be independent and then like still have that love for each other and have that confidence in that like you can pick up where you left off. I think that's really shows the strength of a friendship.
Totally. And also, like, I've been just, like, making peace with, like, if I was really close to someone, it doesn't mean we have to be, like, really close forever, but it also mm-hmm. doesn't mean, like, it has to be over. Like, we can go to just, like, kind of letting it ebb and flow. And I think you're totally right that, like, the right people will come back, or it'll just be what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, Wednesday, we were like, please shut up.
And here she is.
Yeah. And we were like, come over here if you want something.
Yes.
And then she did. Listened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think with friendships, as much as like checking your, motivation for rekindling, also if somebody comes to you, check how that makes you feel. Like, I think just always be like checking in with yourself and saying how you're feeling. Because somebody could come to you and be like, I'm sorry for X. And it's totally fair to be like, thank you so much. And you did Y. And I'd like to talk about that too. You know, and that I think will like start you off on a better foot than if you were like just remained mad about this other thing. And like, we're like, well, they apologize for that. So it's fine. You know, it's like open communication.
Nice. Cool. Well, on to the next. Thoughts on happiest season?
Wow. Big question.
Yeah.
It's a big question.
Well, sorry. Obviously, Kristen Stewart and Aubrey Plaza should have been together.
I do think that. I've heard a lot of people sort of like talking a lot of shit about it, being like, oh, that's not realistic or whatever. And I think like the most like...
Wait, for her to end up with her girlfriend's ex? That's not realistic.
No, not that. The movie. Like, why would Kristen put up with that? Like, that's so fucked up, whatever.
Okay.
And being like, this is bad for the queer community. I, like, very much disagree with that. Yeah. I think so many rom-coms, you look at the couple and you're like, they're toxic. You know? Like, I don't think... This is like, I think it's only a step forward. The numbers were so good for Hulu, like, which is just such a great thing in terms of like getting money invested into queer filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was hot, which is exciting. Just personally.
Always
exciting.
Nice. Yeah.
there were really cute moments. I love Mackenzie Davis. There were some funny stuff. And I think like this doesn't have to, I think a lot of queer people or some that I've seen online have been like, this has to be like the end all be all of like, we're finally, you know, getting this like mainstream, like poppy commercial movie and it has to really make queer people look good. And I think this like urge to be the model minority and be like, just because it's a queer movie, it has to make everybody look good.
That'd be a boring movie.
Is counterproductive. Exactly. Like Mackenzie Davis's character doesn't necessarily have to be nice all the time. Like, that's realistic. We're human. You know, we fuck up. We do the wrong thing. We're scared. And I think it's, like, very positive overall. It has to have conflict. And just because it's, like, not what you would do or you wouldn't like that if it was happening to you doesn't mean it's, like, a bad movie. That's
I completely
what I've
agree.
Been stewing
on. I mean, everyone hates... Mackenzie Davis's character, and it's like, yeah, you're supposed to. So,
but it's I don't know. Mission accomplished. You are supposed to necessarily.
I don't know if you're
supposed to. Yeah, I kind of feel.
I mean,
like,
you're supposed to like dislike what she's doing in that relationship.
Yeah,
I didn't mean like hate the person.
But I think like
You're supposed to be like she's being a shitty girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, I think on a broader scale too, though, it's like what you're supposed to connect the dots is like, I hate what her. Like environment is making her do, you know, I hate that her parents are making her feel this way. Not that I actually
and
hate
then her
sister
I hate just
that
like
she feels trapped.
She is in some ways like a product of her circumstances, and just because she didn't make the most courageous choice, which like it does take a lot to like be in that position, doesn't mean she's like horrible, like the worst fucking person. I mean, she's being a shitty girlfriend for the 5-day timeline of this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I personally, I liked her sister Jane. I know Amy didn't.
I did too. I thought she was so funny. Such a unique character. I've never, like, the character that fixes everything around the house, I think is, like, so funny. I wish I came up with that.
Yeah. Maybe I just, like, didn't get it. Maybe I just didn't get it.
Maybe you also just didn't like it.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I think there's also probably a difference because, like, for a lot of or some people, like Amy and I, like coming out was very easy, and that we didn't face that, you know, and judgment from our families. So, like, it seems more unrealistic, or like seems, you know, but obviously for a lot of people,
that's so true.
Easier than what they go through. So, like, I think they picked a nice middle circumstance to like highlight
where it's like it's difficult for her and uncomfortable, and it's definitely going to affect her relationship with her family, but it's not like they're gonna be like, you're going to hell, we're never talking to you again, you know. It's like, well, I guess she doesn't know if they are going to do that.
Well, no, we know by the Instagram pictures in the credits. Did you see those?
Oh, well, no, we know watching the movie, but I guess. I'm thinking her, does she totally. Doesn't know it's not going to be like absolutely catastrophic.
Totally.
I'm excited that this movie did so well, and I'm excited for like all of the subsequent movies that are gonna cover lots of different facets of being queer. And also I think it's interesting, like I definitely feel defensive over people who are like, oh, I didn't fucking like it, but I also have to like check myself on that, in that like progress is also being entitled to be like, no, I didn't like it. And not me being like, no, you have to because it's gay. And like, it's so totally. Exciting. And like, they're so pretty.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I did like it.
I came away from it. Julia's like partner was like, this is one of the best gay films I've ever seen. And I came away from it being like, what? Like I didn't love it, but I thought that it made points, you know, or it like presented something new. So I think there's, you know, you can critique it, but it can still be interesting.
The scene where they're in their pajamas and Mackenzie Davis like gets her from behind and they're like giggling, like that is very gay in a way that like I don't know, like there were just
people cut.
Yeah. There were just subtle moments that like I was like, this was made by a gay person. Just like little things that they did where
and
it's
it
like
was.
Yeah, it's not a straight relationship, but it's two women. See, like it doesn't make a difference. It was like made by queer people.
Lea Duvall.
Yeah, literally Queen of Duvall. And like you could tell, and that was really cute. Like every time they kissed, I was like,
you know, I wanted Aubrey Plaza and Kristen Stewart to match.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, we all did. But like, you know what? Also, as in life, sometimes the perfect matches
you don't get what you want.
Don't get together, you know, and that's just
wow
the way it is.
What? When? Give me an example.
Brad and Angelina.
Brad and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Why weren't you and Ava public about your relationship for so long?
Okay. I mean, that was definitely me. Just I had like a lot of friends who had been in public relationships, and just pretty much everyone was like, don't ever fucking do this. And I've just been on the internet so long, and I think I learned like when things are really important to you, like keep them private. And that was just sort of like a way to preserve that. And like, my relationship is obviously very important to me and very precious. And so I just didn't want like opinions or, I don't know, just to anyone's
thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, yeah, we've been together for 3 years. So I was like, okay, like, we're definitely like, we're pretty solid. So I think it's fine to like relax a little bit. But yeah, that's why.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
And we're going strong even, I'd say.
Yeah, totally. I see that for you guys.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Aww.
Thank you so much, Usual Wines, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, which is a heavy pour or about a glass and a half of wine. So there's going to be no more pouring wine down the drain if you don't want to finish the bottle. Because of the single serve format and bottle design, Usual is always fresh. So there's going to be no more flat, bubbly or stale rosé. The wines are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. Come on, skinny. Usual has a red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine called Brut. They also have a limited production of Brut Rosé just for the summer.
Yum, 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 yum is all I have to say.
Literally.
Drinking these Usual wines. As you can see, they are so cute, first of all, but also they taste really good and they're super handy. I just love them, honestly. They sent me some free stuff. I would love some more if you're listening. I got the sampler pack, which comes with 12 of these guys. There's 4 red, 4 rosé, and 4 brut. And all of them are scrumdiddlyumptious. And they are made in great areas in California, like Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara, and made with minimal intervention, 0 sugar and 0 additives. So highly recommend this, truly. They have a special holiday product that is out now called Usual Reserve. It's an ultra premium limited edition Mount Vidir Cabernet Sauvignon, which is the most special wine yet, just in time for the holidays and hailing from one of the most celebrated plots of land in all of Napa. So this cab will just like make you feel yummy and good. And it's so rich and just so lovely. So make sure to gift it to someone or keep it for yourself. It is the holidays after all, and we need to gift ourselves some good stuff. So go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code DATING for $8 off your first order and get your first glass on us. That is usualwines.com and promo code DATING.
Thanks, Usual Wines. Thank you so much, Everly Well, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Even if your sex life is an open book, STD testing can feel invasive to your privacy. But taking care of your sexual health is important to not only you, but your partners. So thankfully, there's Everly Well at-home lab tests.
Yeah, Everly Well makes STD testing easy and discreet for you with 7 different at-home STD lab tests. You can check for the most common STDs from the privacy of your own home. And the process is super simple. The Everly Well at-home collection kit is shipped discreetly in an undisclosed box right to your door and comes with easy-to-follow instructions so you can collect your sample from home on your own time. Once you send your sample back, it is processed in a certified lab and your results are reviewed by a board-certified physician. Then they are sent directly to you digitally within just a few days, and you can even share them with your healthcare provider and your partners. So the Everly Well digital platform helps break down exactly what your results mean to you. If your results are abnormal, a board-certified physician in your state may contact you at no additional cost to discuss your case and may prescribe medications if applicable. And now Everly Well has a brand new sexual health membership called Current that allows you to select one STI test of your choice per month with additional benefits, all for just $14.99 a month, which, I mean, that's a deal and a half.
Yeah. So pull the sheets off your sexual health with Everlywell. No questions asked, just clear answers. For 20% off an Everlywell at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com/dating and enter code dating. That's everlywell.com/dating, code dating for 20% off your test. Everlywell, at-home lab tests, your answers, your way.
Okay, I don't know who this one is targeted for, but I'll assume it's me. Why won't you date Rebecca?
I thought it was for all of us.
Why won't you date Rebecca?
Okay, we'll each talk about why we won't date Rebecca.
Okay, this will be fun for her to watch.
Well, no, I think so. I mean, I think that we're just too close of friends at this point.
Mm-hmm. Why won't I date Rebecca? I wonder. Huh. Jack, you go. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm also struggling to find the words.
Jack is gay. He's a gay man.
I think, yeah, has something to do with being gay. And
it's maybe like the main
we're both
thing.
Cancers. Yeah. I don't know that that would fare well.
You know? Yeah, you'd have to say farewell.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Cheers.
I feel like maybe we just never felt that special little spark. I think the feeling is probably mutual. Mm-hmm. And then now we live together. I think it's definitely over. And I think she would agree. I think more than anything, she's seen too much of me.
Okay, so that's why we don't date Rebecca.
Yeah. And why don't you date Rebecca? Comment down below.
They're going to be like, no reason. No, I would love to.
Pitch us review.
On why we all should.
Okay. Oh, have Amy and Alexis ever had a crush on each other? No. I don't think so.
I think like close, but not quite.
Yeah. Like, but then it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We're besties. Like, yeah. We're literally siblings at this point, so yeah. It's over.
Yeah. So close, but just not quite.
No
if
cigar.
We had wanted to date, I think we would have
done it. Yeah.
So it's clear, 7 years in?
Yeah, wow. We've all been friends for 7 years. Jack, we just had our Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Why is Thanksgiving anniversary?
Because that's the first time I met Jack. Was over Thanksgiving in 2000 and
what? You like 13. Came to their Thanksgiving?
13. No, I think it was like the day before or the day after or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we did the tin can challenge.
But I went to tin can challenge at Nan's house. Shout out, Nan.
Wow.
Picked me up from Banana Bungalow and that's when we knew. We'd be best friends forever.
Literally not when we knew. That's when we thought we would never speak to each other again.
This is a good question. When did you know that you would be best friends forever?
I don't know. I think we just like...
Maybe a VidCon the next year?
Kept on keeping on.
Like after VidCon ended the next year?
Yeah. I don't know. We were like... And are like so close. I love Jack Dodge so much.
Aw, thanks. Same.
You just said, yeah.
That's not what I said.
I'm not sold at all, but.
I love you too.
That's nice. Wait, what was the question?
I asked you guys when you knew each other was the one.
When you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we became so close in I would say 2017.
Froze. Oh.
I just said I felt like we became so close in 2017.
Yeah, when I was
like I cannot live without this man.
When I was a lesbian, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I would have
back
to agree.
When I was one too.
Aw, mm-hmm. Those were the days.
I know, those were the days. It was all so crazy. Everything was like fucking nuts,
yeah,
but it was good.
Probably I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, like that was probably a bad time for me. But obviously I came out of it. I think we both came out of it stronger than ever.
Yeah, and like different. For sure. It was like so hard, but also so fun.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we could do a whole episode unpacking that those years, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. When did you know that we were friends forever?
I think after we like reconciled,
yeah,
and we're like good. I think it was like, okay, like we did that, so yeah, we got this now.
If we can do that, we can do it all.
Yeah, go the distance.
And you sent me that Minions post. Because a while ago, I said to Jack, I said, apparently, I've heard that if you're friends for 7 years and you're friends for life. And he was like, oh, yeah, who told you that? I was like, I don't know, Alexis.
And then I was like, where did I hear that? I don't know.
And then the other day, Alexis sent me this Instagram post. It was like the Minions. It was Minions and it was edited. And it said, if you're friends for 7 years, then you're friends for life. She was like, see? I was like, ah, yes. So it's true.
Algorithms are getting good. Exactly what I wanted to see.
Wow, they can hear us. The government. Okay. Oh, have you made an actual L chart? Would you do it for a video?
We have.
And no. Absolutely not.
That is not for you to know whatsoever. That's off the table. We'll take that chart to my grave.
Yeah, that chart was crazy.
Yeah.
We kept it at Rebecca and Joanna's house.
In a closet
like, back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was pretty gnarly.
It makes me a little anxious just to think about it.
I think it's gone now. I think they threw it out when they moved out.
Good.
I should have taken a photo. How do you go on dates without acting all friendly? I keep treating ladies like they're my BFFs.
That is so interesting. I've never felt that way about women. Even my friends. BFFs? Yeah.
Maybe say like, you're so pretty. Or something like
yeah.
that. Compliment them in a sexy way.
I saw this TikTok that was basically about this, and it was like how to change like just compliments into like flirty compliments. And so instead of being like, I love that shirt, be like, you look so good in that shirt.
Mm.
So like find little things like that.
That's hot.
Touch. Like ooh, be like
a hand on the knee.
Be like, stop.
Yeah.
Or like I think flirting is all about your talking or like,
yes,
you're talking.
Lean in, talk a little soft.
So then they have to lean in.
They have to listen really hard. <They're>
like, what?
I have no idea. It's all about like if you're wiggly and it's,
yeah,
if you find someone that you are going to vibe with, then I feel like the vibe will just happen. But I don't know if that's advice at all.
And find little ways to like make like the things that are happening around you at the date like about the two of you. So I think if there's like someone at like another table that's like being crazy, be like, oh my god, do you see that? Like they're being so crazy right now. Or like, you know, just like find ways to like make it like your little moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
I feel confident really that Alexis advice. Is good at flirting. After this masterclass, I feel really good about it.
Yeah, she like came through with tips. I was like, I don't know if you know. And she's like, well, this is what you do.
Thanks.
Cool. Okay, I like this one. Who is someone you would never allow on your pod?
Oh, do you have someone in mind?
I have people that I don't want on your pod.
I would be like, yeah, I mean, I think there's like a lot of people I wouldn't want on our pod. Like I'm thinking like Trisha Paytas, like I probably wouldn't accept like anyone in that realm of like.
And we wanted her so bad last year.
Yeah. And then
we were like reaching out
realized,
to Jordan
like,
Verona.
Actually, she sucks and she has sucked the whole time. And we were just blind to it, you know? Like,
I know.
That was my bad for
she
sure.
Does
our
stay
bad.
Suck in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess just like people who are just
who suck.
Yeah. I don't have anyone like too specific in mind.
I mean, there's tons of people not to have on the pod. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, just pick one.
Yeah, like your building manager.
Like, I feel like that could be fun because it's, like, tense.
Because you'd be like, you're so bad at your job. What is your problem?
Really bad at it. He's so bad at being a building
manager. Have him on the pod.
He would, like, flake or not reply or something like that.
Not come.
Yeah, he would just not show up. But there's no one that I can, like, really think, like, any specific names. Because everyone that I would be like, ooh, I'm like, yeah, but I should do that. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's so true.
Yeah, because, like, that's the best kind.
You should do it.
I don't think I can. Okay. Is Alexis just pretending to be a bottom?
No.
What's the best date you've ever been on? Best date I've ever been on.
My first date with Ava.
Did you guys hear that?
It was my first date with Ava.
She was really cute. I just loved her.
Aww. That is so sweet. Mine was my first date with Ava.
It was hours before. We both dated her for a little while, but I won out. I won the long game.
We won.
Keep your head down. Stay focused. You can do anything.
Jack, what was the best date you've ever been on?
I actually don't really know. I don't have, like, one in mind. I've also, like, probably never been in love, though. So maybe that's, like, why, you know, like, nothing, like, hits hard, you know, like, yeah, I'm sure it'll come. I mean, I've been on good dates, but
what's the best, like, date activity that,
ooh,
like, thing that you did where you were like, this is a good date idea, I should take someone else on this date?
I really playing pool. That's definitely a great,
that is fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, because you can talk as much as you can, like, well, as much as it flows. Yeah. But, like, if it's not flowing, you can just play pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you have, like, something to talk about.
And
yeah.
If you, like, if you share a stick, you have to get close every time. So you, like, touch a little.
Every
you know, like,
time.
This is for you.
Then you,
you
teach,
know.
You know, in the movies where they're exactly. Like, okay, you just go like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I actually loved, we answered an advice question with Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was very excited. I think that episode's really good, so go listen to it. But we answered an advice question. Oh, not an advice. It was a something. I don't know. And they were telling us about this date that they went on. It was like high school themed. So they went in their car and they made like a high school themed playlist. And they went and parked in like their old high school parking lot.
Made out in the car.
Yeah, and like...
That's so cute.
I know, so cute. I think that's really cute.
And then they got locked in and they had to like get out. It was fun.
They got locked in.
And then they went to like their parents' house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like something like cute
that's
like that.
Really cute.
To feel young again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing like it.
I love dates.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'll say it.
I love a car date. Like driving to the beach, listening to the music, talking...
I love, like, having a plan and then you both do it together.
That is so good.
It's like, gets me rock hard.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
like being like, hey, what are you doing a week and a half from now? Is like, whoo, I'll book it out.
Oh, I don't like that.
I want to hang out with Ava, so.
Yeah. Okay, I think this one is rude.
Like the person that asked it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Backhanded compliment for sure.
Okay.
And not even the first time I've gotten this. Amy's pretty dateable. I don't care what anyone else says.
Who is saying that? She isn't.
That is so mean.
Wait, you say that all the time.
Okay. When do I say that I'm not dateable?
I
don't want to date.
But maybe, I mean, if you look at the English of it, is undateable maybe because you are like, I'm taking myself off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. No, but I don't care what anyone else says. So she doesn't even care what I say.
Yeah, so I guess who are the else's?
Yeah, who's saying that I'm not dateable?
And maybe that's who's being rude.
Yeah. But this is a backhanded compliment. Admit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't say I'm not dateable. I say I don't want to date. So.
I think you would love to date someone nice and cool.
Maybe. But I think that maybe this is, I was actually thinking about it last night.
Okay.
I was like, wow. Because I was thinking about how I'm like so flaky with that girl.
This lovely girl.
Super cool. Super pretty. Oh, I thought Jack was frozen, but he's just like,
no, I'm just still
nodding. He's examining you.
Yeah. And I was thinking about like what I would say about why I'm so flaky. And I figured it out. I think that it's because for the past like year or whatever, I've been so like, I am not dating. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, fuck off, everyone. That now that I'm like, oh, but maybe I would. It's like, those two parts of me are, like, trying to figure out if I would or
like,
not.
It's almost, like, the same, like, feeling as, like, compulsive heteronormativity where it's, like, you realize something. You're, like, maybe I would be open to that. But it takes a while for your behavior to start to reflect that.
Oh, I didn't know about – okay.
So maybe it's, so like,
my brain is trying to figure it out.
Yeah, like, it takes longer for you to get in the rhythm of it than it does to make the decision. Or to, like, realize how you feel.
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Why isn't Alexis uploading any videos?
I don't think I want to.
Oh.
Shit. I think is
what it boils down
to. The answer to the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I want to. Well, I don't want to. I know.
I want you to upload that condo video. I think that would be really good.
I was supposed to talk to Jack about if maybe he would want to edit for hire for it. So maybe if I get lucky and I get
it. You wanted to get hired. You're looking for a job, aren't you?
we'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk. Cool.
Anyway, I really don't want to edit it.
You have a lot of footage.
It's a lot of footage, and if it's not Jack, maybe it's just no one.
Whoa, there's a lot riding on.
No,
me.
I don't know. No, maybe I can find someone else. I don't know. I really don't want to edit it, and I don't really have the urge to make videos. It just doesn't bring me joy like it once did. Mm. I prefer to take my creative energy and put it elsewhere.
Cool.
And good, that's my truth.
Yeah.
I'm also taking a little break. But I'll be back, honestly, I think when Levi comes back. I think I'm going to be like, woohoo! I'm alive! So, but it was really fun to come back that other time. So I think that it'll be fun again. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you love making videos.
I do. I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. I'm so obsessed that I, like, cripple myself and can't do it.
I don't think it's just you. I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like, matters too much.
Mm. Yeah, I'm like...
out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have, like, a really good one, and then you're like, well, I have to stop. You know?
Okay.
Or you have a really bad one, and then you're like, I have to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Julia.
Bye, Julia.
Bye, Julia.
She kissed me. Kissed me through the phone. I wonder, like, how this crush that I have on Julia is going to take shape when she comes here.
You have a crush on Julia?
Oh, yes. You
didn't
know?
Catch that up.
What are you talking about? Every time. Oh, my God. What are we going to...
What? Okay, she accidentally left the house without a mask, but don't worry.
Wow.
It's a PSA to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to know that they want another kiss, actually, if you'd be willing.
Wow. I thought she was saying no. I was gonna respect that. I mean, I like the kiss too. But
anyway. Would you ever make an OnlyFans?
No.
Also no.
Probably.
But
not.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think, like, it's awesome.
Not in a shade way. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Jack, you didn't answer the question.
I
said no.
I said probably not. I think I don't know. I mean, I guess if I'm never say never, right?
You wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you change your mind, you wanted
yeah.
to.
I mean, true, but no.
Why is it called, oh, this is our last question.
Okay.
Why is it called dating straight?
Because Jack and Amy are gay, but they give it to you straight.
Ooh. So true.
I got it correct.
Snaps.
That's kind so of. True. Well, kind
anyway.
Of.
Anyway, it started different.
But like OnlyFans, like it's, you know, it changed, like we changed our minds about what it meant.
Yeah.
It got kind of gentrified.
Everything evolves with time. Everything grows.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have more fun this way.
Yeah, we have more fun talking to gay people instead of straight people.
Yeah. And it's honestly like what the people want as well. When we have a straight person on, like the listens are way down. I'll be real. So
I kind of love that.
Cool. Okay. Alexis.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Thanks for having me. Joy, as always. It's fun to do a little Q and Slay.
Yeah, ain't nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Alexis Chisol and Twitter at Alexis Chisol. And I used to make YouTube videos if you want to check out my backlog.
And maybe she'll make a, maybe.
Maybe I'll make one about my condo. I have
Don't pressure
footage.
Her. Don't pressure her.
See?
I said maybe.
We don't know. We don't know.
I'm pressuring you, Jack.
There's no way to know what I will or won't do. So maybe go subscribe.
Maybe.
Definitely follow me on Instagram, though, because I'm like, hey. I'm like, picture me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
See you next Tuesday. We could be broken-hearted lovers. You can help.